Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Houthis' reckless attacks in the Red Sea and the worsening situation for the Yemeni people, caused by Houthi actions, continue to be alarming and undermine the prospects for peace in Yemen, declared Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
In addition to the impacts on global shipping, these continued Houthi attacks also impede the delivery of humanitarian assistance to 11.2 million Yemenis and to people in dire need in other countries. In carrying out these attacks, the Houthis are trying to distract attention from their many failures in human rights abuses, putting their own interests ahead of those of average Yemenis.
The Houthis' ongoing cruel detention of members of vulnerable religious minority communities is unacceptable, said Ambassador Wood.
We were disturbed by clashes last month in the capital after Houthi forces reportedly forced worshippers at a mosque to listen to their televised propaganda instead of traditional prayers. We were also disturbed by reports that the so-called Houthi courts sentenced 9 people to death earlier this year on dubious charges of sodomy, with punishments including crucifixion and stoning.
Ambassador Wood called on the Security Council to do more to underscore its concern regarding the Iranian origin of weapons used by the Houthis and the ongoing violations of the arms embargo.
It is no secret that Iran provides weapons to the Houthis in violation of the UN arms embargo. And so we repeat our call for Iran to stop these illegal weapons transfers and to stop all activities that facilitate the Houthis' reckless attacks. Iran's continuous efforts to foment instability and terror in the region, as demonstrated through unprecedented attacks by Iran against the State of Israel, need to be strongly condemned by this council.
Illegal weapons transfers should not be tolerated, urged Ambassador Wood. Member states should identify and designate violators for sanctions, and the Security Council should strengthen existing mechanisms and authorities to address escalating violence in the Red Sea. Despite these challenges, said Ambassador Wood, we continue to believe that negotiations toward an inclusive Yemeni-Yemeni peace process under UN auspices ultimately remain the best path to stability, one that we hope could lead to a durable end to the conflict.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.